From our sumptuous courtrooms in the beautiful Savoy Ballroom, Lynn Examiner and 140th Street, in the heart of Harlem in New York City, the Harlem Hospitality Club. Thank you and good afternoon, members.
Good afternoon.
That's right, it's your Uncle Willie Bryant, Grand Mogul, High Potentate, Supreme Invincible, Custodian of the County, Sorcerer of the City, Temper of the Town, Scamp of the Camp, and Billy's Blockhead. Oh, no, not there. Welcoming you to another grand conclave of the Harlem Hospitality Club. Today's agenda is just loaded with music and jive. But before we give it the gun, let's start the fun by meeting our first applicant for membership into the Harlem Hospitality Club, and her name is Bernice Lyons from Gastonia, North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
You look mighty pretty today.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, you're welcome. And is it warm out today?
No, it isn't.
Oh,
it's
it is.
Comfortable.
It is comfortable? Is
yes.
It warm in here?
Well, not altogether.
Do you wear the jacket all the time?
Not all the time.
Well, what would you call it? Three-quarter or half or what?
Well, I don't know. What do you call it?
Yeah. Well, I call it a fur jacket.
Well, that's what I call it.
What kind of fur is that?
Well.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. You're real cute, though, laying all jokes aside. Now, according to your application, Bernice, you have something on your conscience. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Well, I can understand. Now, what's on your conscience?
Well, my husband refuses to speak to me.
Your husband won't talk to you?
No.
Oh, this is serious. And why?
Well, I don't know. He saw me with a man a few nights ago.
Hmm?
Under unusual circumstances.
What's that?
It's unusual circumstances.
Unusual circumstances?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether to tell you to go ahead or quit right here. But I mean, we'll take a chance. Go ahead. What do you mean, unusual circumstances?
Well, the other evening, he decided to take me to a movie.
Oh, yes?
And after he'd purchased the ticket,
mm-hmm.
he told me to wait in the lobby, and he'd go across the street to get cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gone about 15 or 20 minutes.
Yes?
And I didn't feel like waiting any longer.
I know.
So I decided to go in and find a seat alone.
Find a seat alone.
Yeah.
Oh, you was mad then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
So I went in the movie, and it was dark.
Yes.
And after trying to find my seat, there was a man sitting on the end of the seat.
Sitting on the end of the seat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paid half fare, maybe.
Well, could be.
Yeah, I just want to know if you wouldn't have to take up all the seats. They paid half fare and sit on the end.
That's right. So he refused to get up to let me go by.
Oh,
so,
he did?
Yeah.
One of those ringside Romeos. Yeah, I know.
So as I attempted to go in the seat, well, after I put my left foot in,
yeah,
well, I still couldn't get by.
He wouldn't move.
He wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And later, after I got my foot almost in,
mm-hmm.
he decided to get up.
Oh, he did.
And just as he got up out of the seat,
yeah,
well, there we were, and he tripled. And fell in. We both fell in the aisle.
No, you laid him out in the aisle.
Yeah.
There you were in the aisle, and everybody's laughing. That's embarrassing too. Then what happened?
Well, he was a stout man.
Oh mercy!
And I was excited. I mean, it happened, and I didn't know what had happened really.
Uh huh.
So he got up.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
And he said, "Now can you get in?" And I said, "Well, wait a minute." And I looked down, and I didn't have my shoe on. I said, wait, let me find my shoe first.
Yeah, so you went back looking for your shoe.
And at that moment, my husband came in, and he saw us in the aisle.
You and him?
Yeah, he said, now what goes on here?
What? What circumstances? So wait a minute now, and your husband refuses to talk to you.
That's
and that's
right.
On your conscience.
That's
well, you bring him up here, and we'll straighten it out for you. You hear?
Very
all right,
well.
Here's your membership card.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Gee, what circumstances. She laid him in the aisle. You know, our first singing guest for today is slender, tender, and tall, and here she is. She was a member on our program not long ago. Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
Hello, Willie. How
Kitty DeChavez is your name.
Quite right.
And you were a member just not long ago, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
And you told us that you sang.
That's right.
And our program is always willing to give the youngster a chance and in the business, so we're going to give you a chance today as one of our singing guests. Kitty, what are you going to sing for us?
St. Louis Blues.
Well, let's go to Missouri. Here we go.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. See the man I love, he's gone and left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, if I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. See the St. Louis women, they wear their diamond rings. But they leave their men around by their apron strings.
I see it.
If it weren't for Big Potter, but they knew for hell. See the man that I love, he wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just blue as I can be.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
My name's got a heart like a rock has in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me.
Swing it, Kitty.
Let's drink some mash and talk some trash this morning. Let's drink some mash and talk some trash this morning. I want to be with you, baby, till the rooster crows that dawning.
Jump in.
See, I'm not mad at you, pretty papa, and don't be mad at me. But I'm not mad at you now. When I get that one, I'll let the whole 49 go.
Talk to him, Kitty.
See, I'm not good looking, but I'm built for speed. Got everything that my grandpa needs. Take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis, where the blues don't mean me no harm.
There you are, Kitty DeChavez. Well, we next consider the application of Annie Dade from Alexandria, Louisiana, who states she wants to become a member of the Harlem Hospitality Club. Hello, Annie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Huh? Do you always talk like that?
Yes, I guess I do.
Yes, I guess you do, too. And you married?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What's your hubby's name?
Moses.
Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a biblical name. He should be a very fine fella. How long have you been married?
5 years.
5 long years. Where'd you marry?
Alexandria.
Alexandria, Louisiana.
Yes.
How far is that from New Orleans? It's across the river, isn't it?
193 miles.
193 miles, yes, it is. Yeah, it's a big river, all right. What a river that is. And how did you meet Moses? At the river?
No.
No.
I met him while he was in the Army.
Huh?
I met him while he was in the Army.
You met him while he was in
the Army?
Now, wait a minute now. This is serious. Shut up. You met him while you were in the... while he was in the Army?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet him at?
Camp Cleveland, Louisiana.
Oh, in Camp Cleveland. Wonderful camp, too. And what were you doing in the camp?
I was working out there.
Oh, you were working out there? What kind of work were you doing?
I was a clerk.
Was a clerk?
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you happen to meet Moses?
Well, I was standing at the counter one day, and he came in the door, and I looked up, and he winked at me, and I winked back, and it's been going on ever since.
What's that? Say, you winked at him, and he winked at you? And...
No, he winked at me
first. Oh, he winked at you for flirt, huh?
Yeah.
How'd he wink?
One eye.
And you winked back?
Both eyes.
Both eyes. You wasn't winking. You was cautious. And you said that's been going on ever since?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how long now?
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
It's been winking back at one another. Well, when did he propose to you?
Well, I guess he didn't propose. He sent me a ring while he was away.
He sent you a ring?
Yeah, and I took for granted he meant it.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? Where was he at the time when he sent the ring?
Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Fort Knox, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. What did he do, send you a gold ring? That's where all the bullion is, isn't it? And didn't he propose to you? He just sent you the ring and you took it for granted? Then when he came back, he said, you got the ring? Did you say, yes. You said yes? Mm-hmm. So then you got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he say something sweet to you, something pretty to you? What did he say?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah, please do. Oh, go on now. We want to know. You want to whisper to me and tell me?
No.
You don't want to whisper to me? Well, tell me something. What did
it's
he say?
It's a secret.
Is that a secret? Mm-hmm. Well, are you happy?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's important. And we want you to remain happy and say, where's Moses now, by the way?
He's working. He's,
what kind of work does he do?
He's a foreman in a factory.
Foreman in a factory? Mm-hmm. Does he still wink?
Well,
you don't know, do you?
No.
You better watch that wink, you know. All right, you're now a member. You're now a full-fledged member of the Harlem Hospitality Club Winking Division.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. And bye-bye. And Marty will take care of you over there. Thank you very much. All right, next on our agenda is the presentation to our members of our next special guest, and we're happy to have him back. And here he is, that wizard of the keyboard, Kirby Walker. Hello, Kirby.
Hello, Willie.
And you're going to sing My Sugar Is So Refined?
Right,
Willie. Built like a jug of wine.
Look out.
Look out now.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She never wears a hat. She buys a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high-class mind. She never buys a dress. It's always a frock. She always winds a timepiece, but never a clock. She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato. You should see the way she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers and she sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high-class mind. She never says a kiss. She lets her lips unite. Man, it feels like kissing. Every kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of every time I hold her tight. She's so refined. Instead of peony, you should see the way she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers and sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high class mind. She never shares a kiss. She lets her lips unite. Man, it feels like kissing. Every kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of every time I hold her tight. She's so refined, baby. My sugar is so refined.
Thank you, Kirby. Ah, my sugar's so refined. All right, stepping up to the royal podium now is our next applicant for membership into the Harlem Hospitality Club, and her name is Noreen Tate. Isn't that right?
Yes,
Noreen Tate,
right.
And you're from Parsons, Kansas.
That's right.
How are you, Noreen?
Fine. How are you, Willie?
Oh, I'm fine. It's a pretty hat you have on. Isn't that cute? I like that. Isn't that
lovely?
You know, did you make that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? You bought it?
Yes. A friend of mine made it for me.
A friend of yours made it? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it hard to get off?
No, there's nothing much to it.
Let me see. Well, I can see that. That's
what
I want to know. There's more band to it than there is hat there.
Please.
Please, let me have it. May
you
I have
want it?
Yeah.
Pins and all?
Pins, too? Yeah, sure. I'm an old pinner. And my sugar is... Well, don't you, You put the pins in now. Ow, Noreen, wait a minute. Noreen, you stuck me. My sugar. I asked for it. Looks like I'm getting it too, huh? My sugar is so rich. I see, according to your application here, Noreen, that... Now you see how it looks, don't you?
Yes, Willie.
Do I need some extra hair?
No, Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina? Oh, please! Noreen, I can see by your application that you were formerly a school teacher, huh?
Don't bring that up. That was years ago.
Years ago? All right, then we won't bring it up years ago. Years later. All right, now, you know, Noreen, saleswomen claim that men would rather sell to men than women. They claim that men are better shoppers. Now, what do you say about that?
Well, women are always the best shoppers.
So what do you do now, by the way?
Oh, I'm sort of a housewife.
Sort of a housewife.
Part time.
Part time. What? And do you agree with the saleswomen that men make better shoppers than women?
No, I certainly don't.
Well, I do.
I don't.
Well, I do for those...
Women are always the best shoppers. Of course, you can't make a dollar go very far these days.
Well, a man can.
How far it can be stretched. A woman can stretch it more than the man.
Well, that ain't good. Yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, a woman
always knows when she's getting her correct weight. She knows the quality of her merchandise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the gross can put his hand on the scale, and a man wouldn't know the difference.
Oh,
he'd give
you
rotten eggs, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, no, now, you see, I disagree with you, because a man will go out to buy something, and you say a woman can stretch a dollar further?
Sure.
Well, I disagree with you, because if a man goes to a counter and something's too high, he can stretch that dollar right away from that counter and go to another counter. That's why I say that men... Isn't that right, men?
No.
Yes.
Another thing, a man can go to a counter and ask for something, and you can get a half-rotten a head of lettuce, or a man will take anything. He doesn't even look to see what he's getting for his dollar.
Well, a woman can go there and get a whole rotten head of lettuce, too. Now, you can just say whatever you want. I don't care.
A woman shops more carefully.
And I still say that a woman does not. A man can do better all the time.
Well, man never... Look at some of the women men pick. They don't.
Well, I've been not going to this, though, but I think we're going to let that go. Here, I tell you what you can do. And you can give yourself a membership card, and I can. So I'm going to give you one. You're a full... Thank you very much. Bye-bye, and good luck. All right, good. Oh, yeah, here's your hat, too. Thank you very much. I think I look real pretty in that. Well, we hear next from our musical committee, consisting of Lou Mel Morgan at the piano, Ham Jackson on the guitar, and Gobba Gobba Duke Jones on the bass, and the boys will now try to get together and offer a little ditty entitled, I'm Just Minding My Business. Here we go. Men can shout better, I don't care.
I'm minding my business. Baby, my business is you.
Yeah, what Noreen said.
Just minding my business. That's the human thing to do. Now, if you had a gold mine up in the sky, you wouldn't turn it over to another guy. Just minding my business. Baby, my business is you. I'm minding my business. Baby, my business is you. Just minding my business. That's the human thing to do.
If I saw you sleep on a railroad track, I'd never come back. I'd just let you snore. Look out.
Just minding my business. Baby, my business is you. I'm just minding my business. Baby, my business is you. I'm just minding my business. That's the human thing to do.
If you was a freight train on the loose, I'd crawl on your track, bum, and be your caboose.
I'm just minding my business. Baby, my business is you. I'm just minding my business. Baby, my business is you. I'm just minding my business. That's the human thing to do.
They call me the high potentate. I can't help it if everybody thinks I'm great, because I'm minding my own business.
Baby, my business is you.
I got that over with.
Baby, my business is you.
Thank you, Lou Mel, and thank you, boys. Once again, it's time to visit with one of our older members for a little journey down memory lane. And her name is Ceola Carruthers from Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you. How you do?
How are you?
Wonderful.
You seemed pretty spry while the music was going on there.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 64.
64, and as spry as that?
Wonderful. I'll soon be 65.
You'll soon be 65.
My next birthday.
Yeah, well, next birthday. And you were born in Richmond, Virginia?
I wasn't born in Richmond. I'm married in Richmond.
Oh, you
born in North Carolina.
In North Carolina? Come a little closer to the mic, honey, please.
Born in North Carolina.
What part of North Carolina? What part of North Carolina were you born?
In the south part of North Carolina.
The southern part of North Carolina, huh? And can you remember the early days, your early days in South Carolina?
Yeah.
You can? What can you remember?
I can remember that we used to give cakewalking there.
Used to give cakewalks? You mean the dance?
In the church, yeah. We give cakewalk in the
really?
Church.
Oh, really?
That's right. Organs to play for us to walk for cake.
Oh, for the walk for the cake?
That's right.
Is that where it got its name from, the dance, the cakewalk?
That's
when they used
right.
to, all the members, I suppose, would bake cakes. And in other words, it was a cake contest.
That's right.
Yeah, it was?
Big cake contest.
Big cake contest.
And the girl that walked the best Not shaky, but
oh,
just
no, of
sturdy.
Course not. Yeah, just steady and with a lot of poise.
Yeah, just hold the hand steady and walk.
To the rhythm of the organ?
That's right. You had so many hours to walk.
Uh-huh, without faltering, without
That's
falling
right.
one way or the other.
Right. And just walk steady.
Did you ever win that contest?
Oh, I win two. Win three.
You won three contests?
That's
and is
right.
that why you were spry and
That's
walking?
That's right, and that just keeps me spry.
It keeps you spry? That's do you think that you could, if we had just a little music, something like A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody or something like that, I don't know if we could play that or not. Is that clear? Is that okay? No, we better not play that. Just play just a little rhythm, Lou. Where's Lou? Lou Mel. All right, then. Lou Mel had to go change his music for the next act. All right, but now I'm gonna hum it for you. I'm going to hum it for you. I'll hum the tune that you were just dancing to. I'm minding my business. Da 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 da. Walk it pretty now. Ya da 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 da. Come on. I'm a minding my business. We're gonna do the cakewalk. Now here we go. This way. Yum dum dee dee yum dum dum. Kick up this way now. I'm minding my business. And you are going to be a full-fledged member. All right. Thank you very much. Come here. Thank you, darling. That was real cute. And we are now making you the mother of the afternoon. Ciola Carruthers, here's your membership card. Come on to the mic. Thank you, and good luck to you, and God bless you. All right, bye-bye. There she goes. Well, there's an old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. So just for a switch, let's listen to a cat play. It's that hip cat of harmony, our special guest again, Kirby Walker, and he's going to do My Baby Loves to Bebop. Here we go.
On the head, and I'm tall as a treetop, and just to enlighten you, I'm through with shortening bread, cause my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too. I was down on my heels, so I hopped to the shoe shop to fix up my boots like new. I got to be on the jump, cause my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too. Bobbly bebop, bobbly bebo, the rhythm is off the beaten track, Jack. Bubbly diva, bubbly diva. The squares keep trying just to beat it back. I saw old Uncle Ned do a dance and a flip-flop like the hip cats do. I flipped my lip when he said that my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too.
Of Tiny Patterson from New York City. Hello there, Sister Patterson.
Hi, Willie.
Oh, fine. Well, why do you want to become a member of the Harlem Hospitality Club, Tiny?
Well, I've heard it on the radio and heard a lot about it, and I'd really like to become a member.
You want to become a member? Well, you're what is your occupation, Tiny?
Well, prize fight manager and trainer.
No, I said, what is your occupation?
Prize fight manager and trainer.
You're a prize fight manager and trainer?
That's correct.
How did you get into that profession?
Well, I started off as a secretary to Sammy Aronson, the biggest boxing promoter in town.
Mm-hmm. You're a little nervous, too, aren't you? You're not in the ring now. Take it easy.
And from there, I graduated to supervisor of the business. And
Who do you manage now?
Well, I manage Bert Lytell. He's the fourth middleweight contender of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I manage Irish Jimmy Lake, heavyweight. George Benzik, heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Walters, also heavyweight.
Yeah, all heavyweights, huh?
Oh, no. I have lightweights, middleweights.
Lightweights. But look, tell me, how you manage all these big fellas.
Oh, yeah.
How tall are you, Tiny?
4'11".
Yep. 4'11". And how much do you weigh?
118.
118? Now, how do you manage to handle such big guys?
Oh, well, being a woman, I guess they respect me.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Suppose they didn't obey you, then what? Big as they are and little as you are.
Oh, well, they've seen my temper, so I guess they run out.
They see your what?
They've seen my temper.
Oh, they have?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do, jump right up on a ladder and slap one of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, I'm 6'1", I weigh 214. Now, suppose I want to become a fighter, and I want you to manage me now. Well, what would you suggest that I do?
The first thing?
Mm-hmm.
Lose some of that stomach of yours.
Yeah. Well, we won't go into that. Here is your membership card. Now, you are a member of our club, and we are your manager. And we have good luck to you and your fighters. Bye-bye. And there goes Tiny Patterson. Okay. Well, for anyone with a long puss, there's nothing like listening to our little kitty. Only we mean our special singing guest, Kitty DeChavez. Hello, Kitty.
How you feel, Mom?
I'm okay. What are you going to say this time, Kitty?
This time I do a little ditty dance to the name of Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy?
Uh-huh.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
There's a girl upon the way who always is feeling gay. She isn't very glamorous, neither is she emerald. But here's one thing you all can say. She swings rhythm, I mean rhythm, that's Fuzzy Wuzzy. She's just a wild little hussy. Baby, she can solid cut some rug, but she's a killer, dilla daddy, and a jitterbug. And she can boogie boy, I mean that boogie. She brings them from Park Avenue. You get the fat foot, Flutie and Susie Q. She's a little devil, strictly on the level. Good as she is bad, but a wild little devil, always on the level. The rhythm drives her mad. She got fat, I mean that wild little hussy. They step into your evening clothes. Big Fuzzy Wuzzy, now head it go. But on red ball to bed. But on red ball to bed. Everything's so fine.
Yeah.
You're a little devil, strictly on the level. Good as you are bad, but a wild little devil, always on the level. The rhythm makes you frantically mad.
Jump it,
Fuzzy, Fuzzy. I mean that wild little hussy. They step into your evening clothes. Big Fuzzy Wuzzy, now hit it, don't forget your shoe shine. Keep your hair looking fine.
Yeah. And with our theme comes word from our recording secretary here in our club rooms and the beautiful Savoy Ballroom that our minutes for today are just about up. The Harlem Hospitality Club Entertainment Committee was headed by Sam Levine and Bill Redford and was directed by George Pringle.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.
Thank you.